So glad to be back here with you today with one of my favorite light workers. Angie Anone is local and she's local to where I live, which is super exciting. And I came across her through a friend of mine, Michelle, that brought us together. So it's amazing how many of us are interwoven to one another. And Angie and I were just out at Waterwood last week as she was walking the property to really tune into the energies and the knowing of the land. So, Angie, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me, JJ.
Well, in your bio, which is below, there's so many things that you do, numerology, astrology, and much more. I feel like our topics could go on for hours, but I think I'd like to start with astrology this time because it is such an underpinning of what you do and how you've come to all of this. So, can you tell us a little bit about what is astrology?
Well, astrology, I think, first is misunderstood by the collective of people. It is a science and it's an art. That's how I like to describe it. It's a science in order to watch the math work, but it's an art through the interpretation. And it's a science of observing the planetary bodies in our sky and then witnessing the effect that those planetary bodies have on events on our Earth and behaviors that happen here on Earth. And they would say to choose your astrologer as a reader, like you would choose your doctor. So when I read for people, I say, astrology is an art and a science. It's a science to watch the math work, but this information is coming through my filter. So it's the way that I interpret it. And I'm an astrologer who maybe doesn't necessarily use as much on the predictive side because I feel like we are co-creators with God. So I give potentials of things that could happen, but not say this is exactly what's going to happen because that takes you out of the equation of being able to harness the energy for yourself and co-create. So I'm a little bit, I guess, of an abstract astrologer. I see things in pictures and I relate those scenarios to people to give them a story about themselves and their lives.
As you know, I work with many of the practitioners and light workers that I bring here, and I had an amazing session with Angie. So much that I've given it to a few people as a gift because I feel like it was such a validation for what I thought was going on, but it also gave me some clarity to things that I was struggling with, like, should I go right? Should I go left? What if I do this? So having this time with you was super powerful. And so when you talk about the planets and the energy, are you somebody that gets up every day and like looks at where everything is in the sky? Or are you somebody that, like, how do you use astrology in your own life?
I use it every day. It's just that once you learn astrology and know it's there, it's like you can't really turn it off. It's just like understanding the weather of outside in the sky. You have an idea that it's going to rain that day, you bring an umbrella. So that's the same way with astrology. It's just you have an energetic weather map that's in front of you so you can tell the energy of the day. So, I mean, obviously, there's some days that you recognize it more or less, but for the most part, I know where most of the planets are and where the energies are.
And how did this find you? Because, I can't even imagine, like, how did astrology find you?
Astrology found me basically at a time when I was going through my divorce, and that was just a major upheaval in my life, and I had to make sense of what was going on. And I feel like people who are seekers, like myself and you, when you go through something that's very loud in life, you need to find something that makes sense of it. And so it was natural for me to find it at the time. I just was seeking and just had to make sense, like I said, of that relationship breakup. And when I started to learn astrology, I couldn't stop because it just started to fill in everything that I was looking for. And there was no stopping once I found it. And then once I understood my own chart and started reading my own signature on the sky on the day that I was born, it really said, this is a field for you to pursue. No wonder you love it so much because it was so much, it's so much there in my own birth chart that I would gravitate toward understanding things that are outside of the box. As being an Aquarius with a Sagittarius moon, like yourself, we're here as seekers to think outside of the box and to be consciousness explorers. And that's what, astrology is able to do.
That is so beautiful. And I want to talk about that in a minute, the sun and moon sign and rising. But so just for people that may be on their path right now and things might be coming their way, like did somebody sign you up for a session? Like tactically, how did it come to you? Because I feel like we get whispers all the time, But oftentimes we're like, oh, well, that's just a coincidence.
Well, when I was in my early 20s, I had a friend of mine write out a bit about my astrology signatures, but it was kind of basically generic. And every time I was going through a crossroads in life, I would bring that out to look at it to see if I can understand which direction to go. And it wasn't until what's called a Saturn return, which happens everybody when you're about 28, 29, 30, and you can look that up what that is. But I was at that age and I brought that back out, what I had was gifted to me. And it just at that point made sense to me. And I'm like, oh, this is connecting with me. And from there, I researched into a little bit of Chinese astrology. And then I found Julian Lewis, who is an astrologer here on the west side of Cleveland, and scheduled an appointment with her, had my chart read. And from there, she was speaking at Lake County Astrological Association on the east side of Cleveland. And so I went there for a meeting and I met so many people and I just found my community because I've been with the organization since 2010 and enrolled in International Academy of Astrology, which is an online school, but the headquarters were on the west side of Cleveland in Westlake. So I had around 2000 through now, I had so much support locally to understand and learn astrology.
I think that's fascinating because one, like that, you're just happen to be strategically located with such a strong community around a particular discipline, but two, that you were gifted it. And I think that a lot of times things cross our path that we just take for granted or a coincidence, but in reality, it is a message. And I love that because I feel like so many of us think we're doing it alone and that we're trying to figure out this path, but in reality, we have like all this energy and all this support that we can, that's seen and unseen. So super awesome. So I just want to touch on for a minute, because I think one of the most amazing things that I learned about astrology that has really helped me quite a bit is the triangle of the sign. So the sun sign, which most of us know our sun sign, it's based on the day we were born. But what has really helped me is having that moon sign of what fills me up. And as you said, we're both a Sag moon. So I love to travel, read, explore, research, all of that fills me up. So if you wonder what I'm doing when I'm alone, that's usually what I'm doing. But I even think more importantly too, is your rising sign. And I've always been taught it's kind of the way that the world sees you. So what do you think people can learn from their birth chart and their astrology?
Well, when you look at the top three, your sun, moon, and rising, those are the big three in astrology. The sun is how you need to shine. So through your sun sign is the way that you can show off a bit of yourself. Your moon is what you need and what you need emotionally, what that sign is. And then your rising sign, I say, is how you show up to a party. How do you just initially walk into a room is kind of a bit what your rising sign can signify. But I think a misunderstood point about astrology is that we have the entire zodiac within us. So just because I'm a sun in Aquarius, there's somewhere in my chart where I am more Virgo-like. There's going to be somewhere where I'm Pisces. It might not be as pronounced, but it's there. So it's a combination. It's a code to decipher. And that's maybe why astrology is kind of misunderstood, because people will look and say, well, I'm a Taurus, but I don't feel anything like a Taurus. Well, you may just have your sun in Taurus, but you have a boatload of Gemini, which is going to make you more versatile and more adaptable than what you would read about the characteristics of a bull who's kind of persevering. And, you know, sometimes you'll read stubborn.
It's a code almost of like how you show up in the world and what you can tap into, would you say?
Absolutely. Sure.
Oh, that makes sense. And I can imagine that would like help people if they knew more about themselves, because it might give them insight to kind of what they decide to do for a living and more, right?
Oh, absolutely. Astrology can help you know when life is going to become loud, when things are in your life are on the upturn and you're going to have to be ready because maybe an emotional storm is coming through. And when you understand astrology, you have a reference point in order to understand what that storm is about, what lesson you're here to learn, and then a time frame of when the storm is going to pass. So people who feel hopeless can kind of look to understand better and have a steady ground of something as fundamental. You can recognize patterns in your life. And yeah, just what you said, to understand themselves better. Our society is very much geared and structured by media and celebrity and things that it takes you into something that's not real. And in order to bring that back, where we can start to construct, astrology can harness that and give us a platform to build on truth.
So powerful. Build our truth, understanding who we are, understanding what the work we're supposed to be doing in the world. Those are all things that I've received not only through your reading, but also studying birth charts too. It's been a relief, honestly. And I often tell people that, you know, knowing your birth chart, which is really having the day you were born, the location, the exact time, I think is like a can opener, because it really allows you to understand yourself more fully. What do you think?
And especially for children these days, like for me, my life was spinning. I was spinning before I learned astrology. Finally, I found something that could give me an understanding of this complex world. And so I think especially for children, to be able to understand themselves better and to understand others and to understand why people behave the way that they do is so important for us to be able to collectively move together, is to not to relate to a person who shows this, but to see what's more inside and what's motivating to them and what their skills are and what their talents are. It's just priceless.
A lot of people look up astrology maybe once a month, maybe on their birthday, maybe they happen to be in a coffee shop and see a newspaper. One of the things I did not know when I was doing that decades ago is that it's like such a point in time, just one little dot on the big astrology wheel. But I always found that knowing what house your sun sign is in is so powerful.
Sure, because I think of the houses in astrology, which is when you take your birth chart and you divide it into 12 equal spaces that show different areas of life. When you take the sun and you put it in a house in your astrology chart, it's like putting a big flashlight in that room. So if your sun is in the, let's say, the 10th house of a chart, that your sun is at the top of the sky. You were born around the noon time period. And so that would say, I'm here to shine in a platform that's going to be seen by people. I'm here to shine in my career. So people who lack confidence, who don't really understand themselves and their talents, can understand, all right, if I start to put energy into this area of my life, if I start to shine in this room of the house or in this area, then I will gain a bit of fulfillment and more confidence. So as people who offer astrology to other people, we can really help empower them, bring confidence to a person, and just better understanding to their life, as always.
Yes. And you can see, just like, I mean, there's just so many pieces we could talk about, but every single one of them has helped me better understand who I am and the work I'm supposed to be doing in the world. And I'm huge into charts and quizzes and books. And so I've done a lot of things in corporate America, like Myers-Briggs and the Strength Finder, but I really feel like it was the birth chart that really helped me lean in more to who I was fully.
And I think on that as well, for myself, astrology has increased my faith in God, is increased my faith that there is a higher power that is here for us to feel gratitude, you know, toward, and to see that there is a plan here. It's not just all by chance.
It's just not by chance, you're saying. Oh, that is so beautiful. And I have to agree with you. The more seeking I do, the more connected I am to God and a higher purpose. And I feel more connected to the animals and the grass and the birds. And I mean, I really feel like I'm part of such a bigger whole. And for me, it's just all these people that have crossed my path with such amazing gifts, that alone to me not only signifies like the blueprint of every person, but also that we all are together. So I love that. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we're wrapping up, you know, I wanted to touch on briefly before we left what your interpretation of the planet Pluto's moving into Aquarius, because as you know, you can find so much out there, but I'd love your perspective on what you think this is and what it means for us as humanity.
Well, Pluto, for one, is just this little tiny planet that's way far out on the edge of our solar system. And it takes 248 years to transit the sun, meaning to make its orbit around the sun. So it moves very slowly. And it's been in Capricorn since 2008. And it has moved into Aquarius recently, last year, dipped back out into Capricorn. It's in Aquarius now, and actually May 2nd, Pluto is going to station in its retrograde motion. So for that, I mean, that's usually when a bigger planet stations retrograde and starts to move backward through the zodiac, you have some sort of epiphany or just this realization. So just pay attention to that, maybe what comes about in your consciousness. And Aquarius here is a rarefied air sign. So we're moving from it being in cardinal earth, Pluto in Capricorn, to a rarefied air. And you have to realize that Pluto is a planet that is going to overhaul. So Pluto in Capricorn has overhauled some of our establishments, our governments, our big corporations, and all that is changing within our society. Now Pluto is going to move into Aquarius, and Aquarius is the water bearer, but it's an air sign. There's already a contradiction there when you have Aquarius and the nature of Aquarius. And I named my business Paradox Astrology because I realized, to me, and the way that I learned about astrology was paradoxical because it wasn't accepted as far as its knowledge. It was kind of written off as sort of like this fun joke thing to do of something to entertain yourself. But really, astrology is truth, and it's just misunderstood. So I think with Pluto moving into Aquarius, there's going to be some very big paradoxes that come to the center of our world. So Pluto's going to be here until 2044. So look for the paradoxes. Astrology is the water bearer. So we carry the water, which is information. And so when you take that little planet of Pluto, which is really dense and very atomic, and you drop it into the water that Aquarius is carrying, all that information starts to become an out. And that's astrology. That's telepathy. That's what's happening. You know, I think about the crystal skulls and what information that they carry. And we can go deep into things, but it's information in ways that we can't even, I don't even think imagine right now. It's just getting settled into Aquarius. And we do have eclipses happening in 2026 that start on the axis of Leo and Aquarius. So I think once we get into 2026 and have those eclipses in Aquarius with Pluto being set in there, that we're going to really start to see how information is going to help structure our society going forward, I guess is how I can say it.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the shift. I'm excited for what's ahead. And I'm excited for people to reach out to you because your gifts are so remarkable. I have gained so much insight from them already. And I love sharing your work with people. So first and foremost, Paradox Astrology, all the links are below. You can reach out to Angie today. But what's new for you? What's on your horizon? Where can people find you?
Well, paradoxastrology.com would be the one. I'm going to be in a week. Let's see. No, May 6th, I read in Canton, Ohio at Inner Whisper Studio. May 10th, I'm going to be in Menor at the Journey Mag Fair. Then the 11th, I'll be in Ashtabula teaching an astrology workshop. So that's a little bit in May. Other than that, I just want to keep continuing to teach and share astrology and just bring a lot of light and healing to the world and open hearts and minds about this universal knowledge and help people understand that, yes, the best is yet to come. But at some point, we have to realize that the best is here. And once we do that, living in the here and now, and we can help bring people and society to the new earth and new world.
Well, I love this discussion. I could have many more with you. Hopefully, if you like this discussion, you'll subscribe to our next one and check out Angie and her website. All the details are below. And let me know what you think. I'm sure you're going to have a great reading. And honestly, hopefully this has awakened you to new ways to gain information on your own journey. So Angie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, JJ.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.